You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation. Little change up here on the Purple Project Podcast Daily PPPD edition. Eddie Greer the third on this game day Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. Both men and women are in action later on this evening, folks. Again, this is probably either the second or third time that these teams have played the same opponent on the same day. And tonight, Baylor is the opponent for both the men and women's team. The men get it started on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. And I believe I have to double check on the women's side on when that game is there on that front. But sticking with basketball, of course, since this is game day, basketball day, apparently, Jalen Glenn, for the third time this year, K scored the Big 12 Freshman of the Week. Three times, folks. Briley Glenn has been unbelievable this year, part of that dynamic trio that we've talked about all season long. When it comes to the women's side, obviously, Serena Sundell and her twin sister, Jalen Glenn, as well. And you throw in, of course, the girl that we're talking about, Briley Glenn, as well. Serena, this ties Serena for three times that she scored this award. I've already done Nigel Pack already. That should be already up right now, wherever you listen to your podcast, by the way. So, K-State has received Big 12 Weekly Honors for the 11th time. And when you throw in Ayuka Lee's four, which includes the 61, yeah, 11 times this year there for the Big 12 Player of the Week. Jalen Glenn for the week last week averaged 16.5 points a game, just over 55% shooting, including 40% from downtown, 3 assists, 2.5 rebounds a game. 2 steals and then the last, well, actually going back to Iowa State last Wednesday, Glenn tied her career high with 19 points, which included 17. And like I said, she scored most of it, sort of a little bit in, I don't want to downplay that, but I kind of said that in episode 85 of the weekly edition of the podcast. She scored basically 95% of points in garbage time when the game was sort of out of reach there. But still, though, Glenn came alive, but at the wrong time. You wish we would have had it at the beginning of being the games there. But still, she had a great game. 17 points in that fourth quarter. 7 of 12 shooting. Established a new career high with 3 connections from three-point range. She also hauled in 4 rebounds and added 2 assists along with 2 assists. Did I say 2 assists twice? 2 steals and 2 assists there. And then, of course, Texas Tech. Of course, by the way, K-State women went 1-1 last week. Glenn added 14 more points. Career high 4 more assists and each mapped out the steals with 2 more steals. In that one, Briley Glenn has reached double figures in 3 consecutive games, and she'll look to add a 4th if they're going to do that. Glenn's going to, Briley, Jalen, they're going to have to be on the top of their game if they're going to knock off Baylor, and she's going to get a 4th straight double figures, double digits game tonight. Tying along the stretch of her career, Glenn has scored in double digits this year in 8 games in the 2021-2022 season. Glenn is 3rd on the team in scoring, just 8.5 a game in league play so far. Glenn matching that number also in conference play as well. Tonight, going down, ESPN Plus, Big 12 Now. Wait a minute. I think, yeah, both of these games, if I might be mistaken here, I got to go back and look. Wow, hang on a second, folks. But hey, by the way, tonight, it is K-State women's team going to travel into Waco against Baylor, 9th-ranked Baylor. The broadcast will be now on the ESPN Plus Big 12 Network. It's just a little bit after 7. Dang it! So, I gotta make sure, yeah, I gotta make sure I had it all right here for a minute. I know, obviously, they're away. There's no question about that here. Yeah, tonight. Yeah, it's going down. Yeah, tonight. The men. Yeah, men going down tonight. There is going to be double activity. So, yeah, basically, that schedule had me sized up there for a second. I knew what I was talking about. Yeah, tonight, on the other side of the coin, Baylor, 10th-ranked Baylor on the men's side, taking on K-State. K-State looking to stay alive, and oh boy, if they can get a win here. I said it on last night's edition of Triple P. Baylor coming to Bramlage tonight, 19-4. Both games will be on the Big 12 ESPN Plus network, so you're going to have to choose which one you want to choose for. These four, one game gets sidetracked, you can go to the other game. But hopefully, of course, K-State, the women knocked off Baylor here in Bramlage, so hopefully they can trickle that magic a little bit, that Dusty Fairy magic, to the men's side here. We could do something with it there. Hopefully both games will be good tonight. We'll see what happens. It'll be nice to put a sweep on Baylor tonight. And for the women, they can do even more damage with that as well. A season sweep of Baylor. It's been a long time since the women have done that as well. So I'm looking forward to these games tonight. Obviously, with the scheduling, me and Ox will record episode 86 of the weekly edition of the Purple Project podcast. And folks, I know we're almost 86 deep in this thing. Now we're well established. Now it's time to bring on some guests. I've been thinking about that since after episode 50, really. Unfortunately, Keithan wasn't able to be on the podcast. Now we're to the point where I'm starting to think again outside the box, trying to bring on some K-State, even some K-State athletes, not just from football and basketball, obviously, but from numerous sports as well. So I'm just looking forward to it. This is just getting more exciting the longer I've been doing this. This all started with the long run. If you're a long time listener of the podcast, yeah, this all started with the long run. Thinking outside of, and have this come reality is something else. So I know I had to do another my long tradition project, my podcast, my NASCAR podcast, still rolling along, but this one has picked up a lot of steam over the last month and a half and change and something like that. So now me and Alex are definitely brainstorming a few guests here. I'm gonna keep y'all out of the loop. Obviously, I already mentioned one of them already. We mentioned him before in the podcast, Keithan Valentine, former K-State running back as well. So that's in the cards for sure, definitely. So we're working ahead of the curve to try to plan this out, so we're not doing this at the last moment as well. So very exciting stuff looking at forward. Obviously, the countdown to episode 100 of the Purple Project podcast starts episode 90. I'm just looking forward to it, man. We're just in a groove. Like I've been saying, I said it yesterday, last night, I'm going to say it again tonight. So, but anyway, unfinished business tonight. Looking forward to a doubleheader action at the same time, pretty much. I think the K-State men's game starts 30 minutes earlier than the women's game. So we'll see what happens tonight. We'll see how it all unfolds. And we're going to be talking about the Baylor matchups and even, of course, the big win against TCU for the men's side as well on the weekly edition. And I might have a couple of change-ups in there as well. I'll probably throw in a little baseball as well. But tonight, Jalen, congratulations to Jalen Glenn. Third time this year, Big 12 Player of the Week. And she and her teammates, Aoka Lee, Serena Sindel, her sister, Briley, Jalen Glenn, the Glenn twins, Glenn sisters, whatever you want to call it. Emily Ebert and company, they look to sweep Baylor. They're going to have to do it in tough road Waco. Tonight, on the other end, K-State looking to bounce back, obviously, from the first matchup between these two. And can they get another one that they're not supposed to have? That's what we talked about last week. Can they do it? My coach said they think this is the best chance to do it. We'll see. We'll find out tonight. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you listen to your podcast. Apple, Audio Boom, Spotify, Google, We're almost all the way there as well. That's going to do it for us right now. Eddie Greer III here in Manhattan, Kansas here. Go Cats. Folks, enjoy basketball action tonight. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.